Saddle up, everybody. It's time for Cowboy Church. Well, if you ever enjoyed a sunset, if you ever said thank you, Lord, if you ever bowed your head and said a little prayer before you hit the starter on that old Ford, if you ever repeated a word when the preacher man said amen, if you've ever helped a stranger or a friend, come on in. It don't matter if you ran fall, it don't matter if you ride it all. Well, you can come in last or first, just saddle up, boys, it's time for Cowboy Church. Well, we intend to rope and brand you, and we promise that it won't hurt. Saddle up, everybody, it's time for Cowboy Church. Well, you can live your life rodeoing, or you don't even have to own a horse. Everybody's welcome here, of course. Well, you can dress up oh so pretty, or just come as you are, in a beat-up pickup truck, or sitting in a saddle, or a brand-new Cadillac car. It don't matter if you're riding the fall, it don't matter if you ride at all. Well, you can come in last or first, just saddle up, boys, it's time for Cowboy Church. We intend to rope and brand you, and we promise that it won't hurt. Saddle up, everybody, it's time for Cowboy Church. Saddle up, everybody, it's time for Cowboy Church. Well, hit 'em up, move 'em out, it's time for Cowboy Church.
Our band tonight, Mr. Cole Edwards is on the bass, and Randy Montgomery is over here on the far left for you, Brooke in the middle, myself, Scott Davis, and Janice Hardy on the piano. And Brooke, would you, Cole, would you lead us in an opening prayer as we begin our service here tonight?
You bet. I heard a preacher say a while back that if you pray longer than 3 minutes, you're talking to yourself. So I'll try to keep it short. I remember I was telling him backstage before we started that as a new believer, I would pray at the dinner table, and I remember one night I prayed pretty lengthy, and I didn't even pray for the food. I was praying in Africa and everywhere else, and we got done, and my mom looked at me, and she goes, "You didn't even say thanks for the food." And the next time we prayed, she bowed her head, and she was sitting next to me, and she elbowed me, and she goes, "Just the food." So we'll keep it short. Lord, thank you for a beautiful night. Thank you that summer's here. And it can be hot and muggy, but I sure like it better than the winter. And we just thank you for your faithfulness and the changing of the seasons every year. And we thank you that you've been faithful to bring each and every one of us here tonight, Lord. And we know that none of us are here tonight by accident, that you have a special purpose and word for each and every one of us tonight. And I just pray you would help all of us, Lord, to receive what you would have for us, that we might be disciples of yours and furthering your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You know, we live in a wonderful country, don't we? You know, even with the faults that we might find so easily with it, we are still so blessed to live in a country where we're free to move about and free to still share the gospel. A lot of evidence the persecution is coming, but at the same time, we still live in a free country, and we need to take advantage of that. Pastor Denham, we don't have a flag up here, do we? How about, okay, well, that's understandable with all the work. Can we pretend that there's an American flag flying right up here behind us, and each and every one of us stand up and face that flag and pledge the allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That picture's almost as good as a flag, isn't it? Well, the cowboy is just about as American as anything can get, I guess, so anyway. Thank you. Let's open our bulletins.
We're going to put you to work tonight.
We love singing these old hymns, and the Battle Hymn of the Republic, what a wonderful way to start out in the land of the free. Trying to think of something to say about Brooke's age. It's not his age, it's the mileage. That's what it is. Randy, have you got a song for us there? This is neat. We are so blessed to have what we've got, excuse me, in this area. And just kind of from outside looking in, as I've gotten to know Brooke and Randy and Janice and Cole and everybody else associated with Cowboy Church, God blesses people with gifts. And Randy was 50 years old before he really got to writing these songs. And this is one, you said you didn't write the words, but you saw the words.
Saw the words and wrote them.
And put down the melody. So he's just going to solo this for us. Beautiful song.
The alley where the music played that kept me out all night was dimly lit and full of smoke. I couldn't see the light, but through the noise that filled the air, I heard a soft voice say, "Change your ways and sing for me. The angels will rejoice." from the alley to the altar where he lifted my sins, where he stood me up and showed me how to live again. And clubs and bars and honky tonks have keeping me from him. Now I lift my hands and ask the Lord and draw me nearer to him. Preacher said that God forgives, He'll give you saving grace. I hit the altar on my knees, I cried, Lord, forgive my sins. And then I lifted my hands and asked the Lord to draw me nearer to Him. And from the alley to where he lifted my sins, where he stood me up and showed me how to live again. And clubs and bars and honky tonks have keeping me from him. Now I lift my hands and ask the Lord, draw me nearer to Him. I lift my hands and ask the Lord, draw me nearer to Him.
Brooke, I love this next song. Hadn't done it in quite a while till the other night.
Get your hay bale. A little muddy.
Yeah, this song, my mama's here, I guess she's here or not. This is one of her favorite songs. I don't believe she is. Anyway, good old song.
Campfire and coffee from a tin cup in my hand. It shows an old guitar, a friend I understand. It sure smooths the wrinkles in my soul. Sleeping in the moonlight with a blanket for a bed. It leaves a peaceful feeling in my mind. Waking up in the morning to an eagle overhead. It makes me long to fly away before my time. And I think I must be a cowboy at heart, 'cause he made wide open spaces from the start. He made grass and trees and mountains and a horse to be a friend and trails to lead old cowboys home again. The bright lights in big cities, they're all right for a while. It sure makes you feel good when you're there. But the country is so pretty, it goes on and on for miles. It takes away my troubles and my cares. I think I'm
it's your turn again. We're going to let you guys sing several tonight. If you notice, the bulletin, usually we just have two songs in there, but we put four in there tonight because we just
keep you from getting lazy.
That's right.
That's the only reason.
You know what I love the most about this guy? Whenever I can't think of what to say, he finishes the sentence. You know, he's priceless.
You guys remember last year when we come here just rain like the dickens? Now, just big old rain, you know? Remember that?
Yeah. And you know, I should have mentioned this earlier about the time Pastor Scott and I talked about this. And I'm sure he said, let's go with 6 o'clock. And when our postcard came out, I had written 7 o'clock. Until I saw, and then my elderly mind up here, I called Scott the other day, and I said, we're going to have to go with 7 now. But thank you for your patience with those of us that make all these mistakes. And
we'll continue to.
And we will continue to make them. That's right. We're going to do Power in the Blood, that neat old hymn. So open your bulletins and find that song. And one too many times, because that's where these guys go to that old radio station back in the 1930s, you know, and they say, I hear this guy will pay you to sing into this can, and it's a homemade microphone with a tin can. So, do we sound like that? We look like that, yeah. Well, you know, that old-timey music, as they talk about, is pretty good stuff, isn't it? It's hard to beat. Those old hymns are so good. And hope you enjoy singing along with this instrumentation with those hymns, too. We love doing it. Randy's got the next tune there. The key of A.
Yeah. This one's about going to grandma.
We could see the water tower in the distance, on the way to grandma's house at backseat, riding in a blue and white four-door Chevy, and counting how many windmills we could see. There's a picture frame hanging on the wall, says bless our home. No matter when we got there, she always kept the porch light on. That's where we'd spend most of summer. When school let out, you know that's where we'd be. Sitting high up in the barn on a haymow rafter. And yell down, hey granddad, look at me. Say, boys, you better come down, get those feet back on the ground. When the evening chores are done and we head back toward that house, it was my grandma's fried chicken that the granddad said the grace. We'd all sit around the table at our designated place, and after church on Sunday, it was time to go back home. Grandma always told us she'd leave her porch light on. Well, that's where my brother, his two boys live, and the chores aren't quite like they used to be. Checking cows, riding on his four-wheeler. He almost crashed the other day, he was stepping me. And I said, man, you better slow down, get those feet back on the ground. When the evening chores are done, then you head back toward that house. Think about grandma in the kitchen, helping granddaddy in those fields. It'll take you back to a time that you'd like to relive. And still we go to church on Sunday. God has blessed our home, 'cause we do like grandma told us. We leave our porch light on. Still we go to church on Sunday. God has blessed our home, and we do like grandma told us, we leave her porch light on.
That's a neat song, Randy. We need to work on it a little bit more as a band, but the words to that, that's really a neat song. And Brooke?
I was going to do this song for Charles Johnson. We was talking about him the other day and how much he meant to all of us and probably a lot of you folks also. And I wrote this song when he passed away. And I remember calling him. I need to lead up to this because usually when somebody writes a song for somebody who's passed away, they don't write about an ambulance ride. And that's what I got out of this. Lane, is that all right? Anyway, I called to talk to Charles one morning, and Elaine said, well, he's not here. He's down at the hospital. He's supposed to ride from there up to Council Bluffs today, and he was supposed to be there at 7. And I'll guarantee if you knew Charles, he was there at 6:30. Well, flat guarantee it. The ambulance was not. And she said it was, 8:30 when they finally pulled out of there. And she said he's got his cell phone with him, so I called him, and we was talking, and he was in. Cussing the ambulance, and the first one didn't show up when they were supposed to, and they got one in from Essex or something, and it was a lot better ride than the one from Clarinda was. And anyway, it went on and on about this ambulance ride, so then I called him, I believe Monday morning, and talked to him, and he said he was just leaving Council Bluffs, and he's coming home. And I said, well, that's good news. And he said, well, he said, I'm coming home for good. He said, there's just nothing more that they can do. And I said, wow. And he says, by golly, I'm gonna, if I can get all my hoses and bottles and everything rounded up, he said, I want to ride home in my pickup truck with Elaine. And I thought, knowing Charles, he probably won that war. And I didn't know this for sure, but anyway, I wrote this song. And at the funeral, then I asked Elaine whether he came home in an ambulance or in his pickup, and he came home in his pickup. I talked to him just yesterday. He said there's not much they can do, so we decided it's high time to turn me loose. They said, we'll do all the paperwork for one more ambulance ride. He said, no, I'll be riding my old pickup truck. I still got my cowboy pride. That's right. He said, I'm going home today, son, with my wife in my old truck. 'Cause this cancer just been a bad darn piece of luck. I'm going home today. I'm riding high on my old Ford. I'm going home today so I can go home. We talked about the Bible, about cattle, about life. Stood shoulder to shoulder through the good times and the strife. He said, I've done a lot of living. I've lived a lot of years. So when I'm gone, sing me a song, but don't you dare shed a tear. He said, I'm going home today, son, with my wife and my old truck. 'Cause this cancer just been a bad darn piece of luck. I'm going home today. I'm riding high on my old can go on to the Lord. He loved to live the cowboy way, living by the code. It helps to keep a man on that straight and narrow road. I must have heard him sing it 1,000 times. You afraid to die? In Charles' case, you didn't have to ask. You could just look him in the eye. You knew where he was going. He said, I'm going home today, son, with my wife and my old truck. 'Cause his cancer just been a bad darn piece of luck. I'm going home today. Riding high on my old Ford. I'm going home today so I can go home. I go home to the Lord. He said, I hear the angels singing. I can't wait. I'm going home today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
we've had a lot of good times and a lot of good memories, and you know, the good's not over. We have a reunion day awaiting. Yes, we do. The best is yet to come. Remember that line, Randy, and write us a song. The good is, it's going to just get better and better, you know. And as Christians, we can look at these hard things and deal with it. And, you know, Cole, we were practicing the other night, and this next song, we were going to do Baptism of Jesse Taylor. Cole asked, he says, does anybody here know of a Jesse Taylor? And I thought, it instantly came to mind, a guy way down in Missouri 30, 40 years ago that was just almost what that song describes. And truly, truly, you could drive a stake in the ground and see a difference in that man's life when he was born again. He came to know the Lord at 30, 40 years old, probably. So yes, that does happen. And we can be convinced and we can be confident that upon receiving Jesus Christ into our heart, that our name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that reunion day is just going to be so much better. I mean, this is a wonderful night tonight. You know, I can just sense everybody's here. We're here in one accord. And yet, this is just a glimpse as to what it's going to be when we get there. Isn't that right, man? Amen. You know. Thanks, Brooke. Let's baptize Jesse Taylor again here. They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained a soul and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under. 'Cause this time he went under for the Lord. Among the local taverns, there'll be a slap in business. Jesse's drinking came before the groceries and the rent. Among the local women, there'll be a slack in cheating, 'cause Jesse won't be stepping out again. They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained a soul and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went up. 'Cause this time he went under for the Lord. The scars on Jesse's knuckles are more than just respected. The county courthouse records tell all there is to tell. And the pockets of the gamblers will soon miss Jesse's money. And the black eye of the law will soon be well. They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained a soul and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under. 'Cause this time he went under for the Lord. From now on, Nancy Taylor can proudly speak to neighbors and tell them just how Jesse took up with little Jim. Now Jimmy's got a daddy and Jesse's got a family, and Franklin County's got a lot more men. They baptized Jesse Taylor in Cedar Creek last Sunday. Jesus gained a soul and Satan lost a good right arm. They all cried hallelujah when Jesse's head went under. 'Cause this time he went under for the Lord. Yes, this time he went under for the Lord. Thank you. Cole really likes that song, don't you, Cole? Yes, he does. It's a neat song. Neat song. Randy. You know what? There's probably a whole lot more Jesse Taylors around us than we realize. Because not a single one of us were born saved.
That's one of my family names is Taylor.
Is there? It's probably written about Randy's first cousin or something. No, not Randy.
Yeah.
But isn't it a blessing to to know that you know that you know that you're saved and your name's written down.
Yeah, here's what's going to happen. Yep. I'll get there right. When this life is over and our work on earth's been done, and we make that final journey, the battle has been won. We'll shout hallelujah when we reach the promised land, when those gates of heaven open and we see our Savior's hand. We'll walk the streets of glory, see loved ones gone before. We'll live forever and finally see the Lord. We'll sing and shout hallelujah when we reach the promised land, when those gates of heaven open and we see our Savior's hand. When those pearly gates swing open and St. Peter lets us in, and we hear the angels singing, precious Lord, take our hand. Puts the hope of heaven in each and every life. It's that Holy Spirit telling us all wrong and right. And we'll walk the streets of glory, see loved ones gone before. And we'll live forever and we'll finally see the Lord. We'll sing and shout hallelujah when we reach the promised land, when those gates of heaven open and we see our Savior's hand. When those gates of heaven open, Jesus Christ holds out his hand. When those gates of heaven open and we see our Savior's hand.
Thank you, Randy. That's a good one. That's a good one. This time we're going to pass our hats for the offering. Dylan, I've asked if Dylan would help us out, and we need a Dakota teenager. Is a teenager. You've got a driver's license now. Would you come get my hat and help Dylan here as we take up the offering tonight? And as usual, Scott, we didn't talk about the offering. Is this going to Cowboy Church or Harvest? Yes, he's going, yes. Our mailing list anymore is 1,100 homes and maybe just a little over. So that's quite an undertaking to get that out in expense, but we're still buying the Bibles and the study materials free of charge, and we're still helping out once in a while when we can, and so that's where the money goes, and we just put it in an account, and that's where it goes. So if you guys would maybe come down the center aisles here and just pass the hat both back and forth. Come over to the center aisle. Might be easier. You go left and right. Okay. Is my chore hat. And I hope you got my good hat.
What he's saying is pardon the smell.
The boys, thank you so much for doing that. I don't know if you noticed, Kathleen's not here tonight. She left me a few days ago. just for a while. She went down to see Sarah. Of course, you know our daughter Sarah's in Nashville, and so she flew down to see Sarah, and then they drove across to, I think, North Carolina to see one of Kathleen's aunts and cousins. And since they were there, one of the girls Sarah went to college with, has her parents have a place at Myrtle Beach, so Kathleen said, well, we're that far, we just go see the ocean. I said, but I haven't seen the ocean either. You know, neither one of us, we had not even been on an airplane until a few years ago. You know, pretty much stay home. And but I got to tell you, Kathleen has been knee-deep in the ocean now, and I haven't. So I don't know how this will work. But I was telling the guys last night, my wife is a wonderful cook. And Cole, I'm going to ask you if she loves me or if she doesn't trust me. Because she cooked so much food, and she had it all portioned out, that when she gets home, she will know how many meals I've eaten away from home. Last night, I said, help me eat this pie, you know, here, so I'm doing okay. You can just set this down here. But you know, I got to tell you, I'll be glad to have her back home. Coming home tomorrow, and then Sarah and Anna Grace are driving, they're leaving Nashville tomorrow and driving to Branson, and they're going to be playing in Branson at a gospel music convention or showcase, I'm not sure what they call it there in Branson. They're going to be there 2 or 3 days, and then driving on up. So we got a busy, busy week ahead of us with the 4th of July coming up ahead and all too. But Cole, no, we're going to do a hymn first, aren't we? I'll get back.
This is one of the ones we got disqualified on, wasn't it, there in Missouri Valley? Well, we went up there to Missouri Valley, and we went through the preliminaries on this.
It was the harmony singing contest. Yeah.
You know, so we done pretty good, we thought. Then we went over to the Southern Building, and we thought we'd done pretty good that time, too. But then Bob Everhart gets up there, and of course, we thought we maybe might be in the top three since there were just three.
And but we didn't read the fine print on the rule sheet.
Yeah, we didn't. And then he gets up there and he says, well, sorry to have to tell you all this, but the Cowboy Church Band is disqualified.
For breaking the rules.
Yeah.
What a testimony.
We sang the same three songs.
Yeah.
And third time, we probably had it pretty good.
You were supposed to have different songs each time, and we didn't read that far ahead. And when we entered, we didn't realize that there was a second round.
And he
felt so bad. He gave us a certificate for free recording studio time in Omaha, and that's why we have a CD out front, which is a lot better than
broke all over the
ribbon anyway. So
the Lord works in mysterious ways.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. Okay.
Sing real loud. It's Pass Me Not. Here.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Dude.
And what was it Cole said earlier? If you talk more than 3 minutes? Or... No, that doesn't count with the message, does it, Cole? He's not even going to respond to that, I don't think. Cole Edwards.
I am going to use this because I talk with my hands, Scott. It messed me all up if I had to carry that. Get that from my mom. Bless her heart. All right. Well, it's great to be here tonight. And just so I know who I'm talking to tonight, how many Christians do we have here tonight? Can I hear you a little bit? Well, it's not like we're in church or something. Well, great. Well, this is going to be a great night. I assume most of you have a bulletin, and I think there's a verse on there, and the font's pretty small, so you might need a magnifying glass on that verse. That was a joke if you looked at your bulletin. I suppose if your eyesight's real bad, it's not really funny, but... At any rate, I'd like to read that verse together, and we shouldn't have any problem with different translations, because it's all right there. So, if you got your Bibles, just read that one. So we'll all be the same. All right, here we go. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. I don't mean to be redundant. Can we do it one more time? Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. The Bible has a lot to say about love. And there's several different words that mean love in the Bible. Every time we read the word love, it's just L-O-V-E in the Greek language and the Hebrew language. Behind that, there's several different words that means, and I'm not here to go into detail on that, but the word for love that the Bible speaks of that God has for you and me is an unconditional sort of love. It's a love that doesn't necessarily show affection for you based on what it's going to get in return. It just loves just because. It's the right thing to do. And that's the love that Jesus has for us. He loved us so much that he went to the cross and he shed his blood so that our sins could be forgiven. The Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sins. And in order for us to be perfectly forgiven in the eyes of an eternal, holy God, we had to have a perfect shedding of blood to forgive our sins. And Jesus came and he did that for us. And he offers us this free gift of eternal life. And wow, what an incredible gift. And I assume I saw the show of hands and heard the voices. Many of you have received that gift. You are Christians. And I'm going to talk to you at first here tonight. I'm not going to be long. But I believe that Christians fall into three categories. You could divide it up however you want. You could divide it into two. But I believe the heart of the message is here. You know, I believe Christians, the first category that a Christian can fall into, I would call it defeated. Meaning there, you're a Christian, you've trusted in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you really believe it, and you've received it, and you want to be holy, and you want to live a Christian life, but it's just so hard. And I'm not saying being a Christian is easy, but you struggle really believing it. You know, you have believed it at one point in your life, and maybe you struggle, maybe you have doubt frequently. Maybe you're like the double-minded man that the Bible tells us about in the book of James. It tells us that a person who asks something from God and doesn't really believe that he receives it, something such as wisdom, he's a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. And I have to admit, there was a time I was a very defeated Christian. I was a Christian, and I was saved, and I knew I was going to heaven, but I was double-minded. Some days I wondered if I was saved because I couldn't believe I committed that sin again. And I struggled with that, and I was double-minded, and I wavered, and I was constantly wondering if I was maybe really born again, and if I did believe I was born again, I maybe even felt that God was upset with me. You know, I felt a certain degree of condemnation that for me to walk around maybe with a smile on my face and with the joy of the Lord in my heart, maybe God didn't want me to do that. Maybe He wanted me to walk around and soul and woe is me. I'm just doing my time for the Lord, brother, you know? And I believe there's a group of people in the church at some stage in their walk, perhaps that fit into that category. They just live defeated. They don't experience maybe victory over sin. They just keep committing the same sin over and over. And they hate it, and they don't want to do it, but they do, and they just, I just don't seem to have the power over it. I don't want to go do that again, but I just seem to, and hum ha. Double-minded, unstable in all their ways. I think the second group of Christians, you can use different words for this. I don't want you to get caught up on necessarily the words I'm using or the categories. I want you to listen to the heart of the message. Category two, maybe militant. Militant Christians. They're always fighting. They see the devil behind every tree and under every rock. And they're just always edging and on edge. And I got to fight the devil. And he's just really after me. And boy, I'm going through it. And but boy, I'm hanging in there. And I don't have a lot of joy and I'm not happy. But I'm fighting the devil. I'm trying to beat Satan and walk in that victory that God has for me. Not a lot of peace there, but they're moving forward. They're at least trying to. Their heart's right. And I believe category three are the triumphant Christians. Christians who realize that they don't need to fight the devil. The Bible tells us he's defeated. The only fight you need to fight as a Christian is the good fight of faith. And what that means is, faith means believing. You need to simply fight in your mind to believe that you have everything you already need in Jesus Christ. You already have victory over Satan. He's a defeated foe. The Bible tells us he knows his time is short. If you read the end of the book, we win. You're going to heaven. You believe in Jesus Christ and that his word is true. The Bible says you're saved. Done deal. Don't waver anymore. Just believe it. Move forward. The Bible tells us, it's either 1st or 2nd Corinthians, it's chapter 2, verse 14, that he always leads us in triumph in Christ. Always. Where he tells us in Romans that there's no condemnation in Christ. You don't need to feel condemned for your sins. If you sin and you have a guilty conscience, you can confess that to God. Say, God, I agree with you, I sinned. And I wish I wouldn't have, and I'm sorry, and I don't have any intention of ever doing it again. And I thank you that you forgave me. And you can move forward from that point, and you don't have to think about it anymore. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't. In Hebrews, we're told that he remembers our sins and our lawless deeds no more. If God's not thinking about it, you don't need to be thinking about it either. You can walk in victory. Now, I'm not necessarily talking earthly and materially. You know, we are blessed in that way in this country. I know the Bible says better is a dinner of herbs with love than a fatted calf with hatred. Joy and happiness and peace is being right with God in whatever state you're in, not necessarily a change of your physical circumstance. But the message I want to give you tonight as Christians is that you can be victorious. If you're defeated, God wants you victorious. If you're militant and doing all this work, maybe in your flesh to defeat Satan, he wants you to realize that he already took care of that. And he doesn't want you to do hand-to-hand combat in your mind with Satan. He wants you to believe that he already defeated him. He wants you to believe that when you ask him for strength, you have it. He wants you to believe that when you ask him for wisdom, you have it. The Bible says that if anyone would want wisdom, let him ask of God. He'll give to you liberally and without reproach. That means he won't make you feel sorry for it. And if you doubt, you're a double-minded man, so don't doubt. So God, I ask you for wisdom. Would you give me wisdom and understanding in this situation? The answer is yes, even if you don't hear an audible voice, okay? And the next thing in your prayer should be, thank you. Lord, thank you for that wisdom. I've asked, your word says I have it. I'm just going to believe I have it, and I'm going to move forward that I do have it and trust you that I do. And the question tonight is maybe which category are you in? It's okay to take inventory of your life. You know, the Bible tells us to examine ourselves and see if we be in the faith. I don't want some of you who have a tendency to think too much anyway to get caught up in this sort of morbid introspection of yourself that all you think about is your sins and if you're walking in victory, not condemn yourself over it. For those of you that maybe don't think enough, maybe take a little time and take inventory of your life and see, man, where am I at? Am I defeated? Am I militant? Or am I walking in the victory that God would have for me? And I just encourage you that you can leave here tonight and you can believe that. Everything you need, wisdom, peace, joy, strength, grace, love for someone that you just can't love. I don't know how anybody can love that person. Did you hear what they said? I just don't know how this stuff. What do you need? The Bible tells us that He has given us every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Jesus Christ. Every spiritual blessing. Everything you need. You know, when a country that maybe has some prosperity sends their army out to a war, they don't lack anything. They've got the clothing they need, the boots they need, the guns they need, the bullets, everything they need, they have it. They don't have to go around and buy bullets from the lowest bidder, so to speak, if that army's prepared. And that's the way it is for you. You have everything you need to be a victorious, joyful Christian. And I hope that's where you're at tonight. There may be one more category of people here tonight that maybe you're not a Christian. I hope and pray most of you are. Many of you look familiar, and I believe you really do love the Lord. I don't know everybody here tonight, though. But God does, and He knows what's in your heart. And He knows if you've really trusted Him and really believed Him or not. And I just want to let you know that if you're here tonight and you haven't, at some point in your life, whether it was in one moment or maybe even a process over time, but if you haven't come to a place where you are resting only on the shed blood of Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins and committed your life to Him to live a holy life and to give it your best for His kingdom, if you haven't made that decision to fight the good fight of faith, not fight Satan, but just simply believe that God's already defeated you. If you haven't made that decision yet in your life, the Bible says that today is the day of salvation. Today, if you will hear His voice, His word, it says He commands all men everywhere to repent. If you'll hear that, the Bible tells us that you'll be saved. Saved from what? I'm almost through. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. You know, we see death in the news. We hear the obituary on KMA and KCSI. We die physically. But there's also spiritual and eternal death, where a person leaves this world separated from God, not in relationship with Him. And the Bible tells us that to die in such a condition is hell. Jesus spoke of it more than He did heaven. It's a place, I'm just going to leave it at this. He described it as a place where the worm doesn't die and the fire isn't quenched. Interpret it however you want. Doesn't sound like any place I want to be. That's the destination if you die separated from God in your sins. But the good news is if you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, you can become one tonight. You can have all your sins washed away. You can be forgiven. You can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that beyond the horizon of all the difficulties of your life, and when life is all said and over and you're laying in that casket and they're doing your obituary, that even though your soul and spirit isn't there, you'll be in heaven. Because I'll guarantee you, you're going to live eternally. One way or another. You're going to spend eternity in one place. And God wants to spend it with you. That's His choice. He said, I want to spend it with you. If you want to spend it with me, that'd be great. But I'm not going to make you come. And it's a simple process. The Bible tells us that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Why? Because with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation, and with the heart, you believe unto righteousness. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're a Christian here tonight and you really want to walk in victory and you want to understand that and grasp that by faith, I'm going to pray, and we're going to ask God to help us do that. And if you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, let's go ahead and get that taken care of. You procrastinate tonight, it'll be easier to procrastinate tomorrow. And we're not really even guaranteed tomorrow. I'm not going to elaborate on this, but may not have a lot more time. With the world situation the way it is, I'm not here to endorse any political candidate, but I believe Jesus is coming very soon. And I would encourage you, God help you to make that decision tonight. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for who you are and that you love us and that you want to spend all of eternity with us. And Lord, I just pray for every Christian here tonight that you would help them to see the victory that you won for them, that you're leading them in victory, that they're not condemned by you, they're not going to be separated from you, and that everything is working together for good because they love you and they're called according to your purpose. Lord, plant that deep within their hearts and fill them with so much joy that maybe they don't even get any sleep tonight. And Lord, for anybody here that doesn't know you, I pray you'd help them to see this very moment how much they need you, how much you love them, and how right it is. Help them to see that this is the answer to their problems. That this is the answer and the key to life, is having a relationship with you. Being born again, saved from hell, going to heaven, and in purpose here and now on this earth. And if you're here tonight and you're not saved, you can just pray out loud, or you can pray quietly in the privacy of your own heart along with me. Lord, I come to you and I confess that I'm a sinner. And I believe that Jesus is Lord and that he died on the cross for my sins. And I believe that he rose again the third day and that he's alive and well in heaven now. And I want to ask you to forgive me of my sins. And I want to give you my life and I want to repent and live each day for you. A victorious, blood-bought, blood-washed, purchased Christian. Help me to be a real Christian, Lord, full of your Spirit, in touch with your Son, and that I would see you one day, Father. And Lord, we just ask your blessing over the rest of this night. We thank you for the good time we've had so far. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus to pay for our sins with his blood. And for leaving that Holy Spirit to live within us till we see you again. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless the Cowboy Church band to come back up. And as they're coming up, Scott usually touches on this. I believe we have some literature. Scott, we've got some cowboy Bibles. The Word of God is what it is, but they inserted some little testimonies and stories by some professional Western musicians and cowboys and cowgirls, and it's a good little resource. I believe in the front or back there's a section of what Bible passages to turn to if you're feeling maybe afraid or depressed or scared or anything, any number of emotions, and there's a page number to turn to with a scripture reference to read a Bible verse. The Bible tells us to hide that word in our heart that we won't sin against him. I'm telling you, folks, this is what made our country great. The Bible tells us that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. This nation is blessed because people believe this message. No other message. I'm not here to endorse a political candidate, but this country was established by Christians. And that's why it's great. And we need more people out there bought with the blood of Jesus doing what's right and getting out there and making a difference in this world. I'm just going to leave it at that. God's good. Amen.
God's good. Amen.
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 Yeah. We've got a nice crowd here tonight. Nice group here tonight. Thank you, Cole. And this has been a truly blessed nation, and we visited somewhat about this the other night, and I don't know about you, but we haven't quite given up for a revival in this country just yet. It's got to start with the church, though. It can't start in the voting booth. It's got to start here. Otherwise, we'll just shuffle a deck. It's got to start here. And remember, as we leave here after a while, we don't come to church. We are the church. Okay, and you know, the Word of God is so powerful, but also don't overlook the powerfulness of your testimony. Because people see Christ through you. Okay? So if we're going to turn the nation around, we've got to do it. We've got a lot of work to do. We can sing the final hymn in your bulletin, Near the Cross. This is a good one to close with. We'll not quite through that yet, but this will follow that message really well. It's where we all need to be and where we all need to stay. Join with me in a closing prayer. Lord, you promise us that for the believer there's a better rest. because we can put all of the troubles of this world and the anxieties of this world behind us and trust in you, and we can sleep at night. So, Lord, tonight we ask as we dismiss your blessing upon each and every one here. Lord, thank you so much for this time we've had together. Lord, we've just had a wonderful time of worship and praise and fellowship here this evening. And you give us these little glimpses of what it's going to be like forever. And Lord, we thank you so much for writing our names down so that we're on that roll call in heaven. And Lord, we just ask that keep everyone safe, watch over each and every one. That your will be done, that you receive the glory in each and everything that we do, and give us the words we need when we need them with the friends out there in the highways and hedges, you might say. Lord, thank you for this church here, this local fellowship, Harvest Fellowship, a wonderful place, a wonderful ministry, and a tremendous vision. And Lord, we ask your blessing upon this place as well. And Lord, the things we forget to pray for, you know what they are, and we just commit it all to you, Lord. And in Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. We'll stick around afterwards and visit if you'd like, and if you've got any questions for Cole or any of the rest of us, we'll be glad to do what we can. And remember, there's caps and shirts and CDs, so you can kind of take some of this along with you. But thank you so much for your support of Cowboy Church. We really appreciate you coming here and helping us do what we do. Until we meet again, hold on to God. Hold on, hold on, hold on to God and not the ways of the world. Hold on, hold on, and put your trust in His everlasting Word. Hold on, hold on, hold on to God in this life's storm-tossed sea. Just cling to Jesus, His lifeline, who will salvation bring. Satan shall lead down a pathway of sin, away from your heavenly home. Many great wonders, many great signs, deceiving all but the strong. Hold on, hold on, hold on to God and not the ways of the world. Hold on, hold on, and put your trust in His everlasting Word. Hold on, hold on, hold on to God in this life's storm-tossed sea. Just cling to Jesus, His lifeline, it will salvation bring. Be not misled by miraculous deeds performed in the name of the Lamb. He shall return like a thief in the night to claim His own once again. Hold on, hold on, hold on to God and not the ways of the world. Hold on, hold on, trust in His everlasting Word. Hold on, hold on, hold on to God in this life's storm-tossed sea. Just cling to Jesus, His lifeline, it will salvation bring. Just cling to Jesus, His lifeline, it will salvation bring.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and have a safe trip home.
Good night.